you know that in medieval Europe there were whispers of men who shed their skin under the moon? Not cursed, but willing. They made pacts in the dark, trading their souls for fangs, claws, and the hunger of a beast. They were called wolfmen, but the church called them demons. It wasn't a sickness, it was a choice. And once made, there was no turning back. One tale speaks of a farmer named Peter. He lived at the edge of a village in the Holy Roman Empire, quiet by day. But when night fell, livestock vanished. Children disappeared and screams echoed from the trees. When they captured him, his body was human. But beneath his floorboards, they found bones, teeth, torn cloth soaked in blood. He confessed, and under fire and blade, that the devil gave him a belt of shadow that turned him into a massive black wolf, faster than arrows and stronger than steel. He said he liked the taste. The church broke his bones, ripped his flesh with red-hot tongs, cut off his head and burned the remains. But after that, the killings continued. Now, villagers in that region still say,
"If you hear growling at night and see two red eyes at the tree line, don't pray, don't run, because he's still hungry, and your name was already whispered in the dark."